Welcome to What's Next with Eric Wood, where we will prepare you to make your what's next in life your best yet. On this Friday, we are going to do another solo podcast, and I hope that you guys really enjoyed those separation season podcasts. It was fun for me to do those five, do them on my own. You know, that sharpens my skill for speaking in the future, and it takes some vulnerability to step out like that. I really enjoyed those. If you haven't listened to them, go back, because even though that separation season I described is that time between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, those lessons that were discussed in those five episodes will serve you into 2022 as well. Next week, during the playoff run of the NFL, even if my Bills get eliminated, we're going to do a deal where I'm going to explain situations from football games, so enlighten you on some football situations, and then apply them back to life. I think we'll have a lot of fun with that. One of my favorite things to do in my speaking engagements is use lessons that I learned from the NFL in the 9 years I spent there, my time in college as well, and apply those to life, because there's so many similarities between sports and business and life and your family life that I want to share as many of those as I can, kind of pull back the covers on pro football a little bit to give you those lessons so that you can learn from them as well. Today, in between separation season and the playoffs, I'm just going to answer some questions. I used to do the Ask E Wood Anything episodes, and those would get a lot of traction, and a lot of people enjoyed those. So we are going to do one today, and I'm going to answer some of the questions that people submitted through social media. And if you want to ask questions as well, feel free to message me on Instagram at ewood70. That'll be the best way for me to see your questions, and I would love to answer them. And if it doesn't make it on a podcast, I'll just shoot you a DM back on Instagram, because I love the engagement on there. And I love just being able to impact people, as my man Kyle Eidemann at Southeast says, one at a time. The first question we're going to get to is from Miller7673. And he asks, after football, where or what have you drawn motivation from to get up in the morning to succeed or find purpose? And for me, Miller, I believe that fulfillment in life comes through constant growth. So I'm trying to be 1% better than I was yesterday. And through the Separation Season podcast, we talked about if you get 1% better every single day, that'll equal 37 times better at the end of the year. That's tremendous growth if you're able to get 1% better. And look, I'm far from perfect. I am not a robot. I wish I could wake up every day like my boy Ben Newman at 2:30 a.m. I'd probably be making 5% daily gains if I would do something like that. If I would maybe eliminate some of the social gatherings, the concerts, the comedy shows that we attend on the weekends, maybe I could get more than 1% better each day. But look, I'm trying to enjoy this life along the way. And part of doing that is, for me, not living like a robot. So 1% better each day, that drives me. And it drives me because I want to inspire others. I want to use the platform and gifts that God gave me to inspire others, to positively influence others, starting with Leslie, my wife, and my kids, Grace and Garrett. And he asked, what drives you to be the best version of yourself? And for me, I'm driven by a vision, a long-term vision. I'm driven by goals that I set for myself, whether those are 90-day goals, daily goals, yearly goals. I'm driven by those because I've seen those as I've written them down. As Jason Selk says, becomes 9 times more likely to happen if you write them down. As I've written those down, I've seen the fruit of that come in my life. But I'm also driven by, you know, a lot of the F's in my life. The F's in my life are faith, family, friends, football, which is my occupation. I know it begins with a PH, but philanthropy. And I also like to have fun. I'm driven by those F's in my life. Next question comes from a former podcast guest, Jason Romano. And he asks, what does discipleship look like in your life? And for me, you know, I lead a table of men at a deal called Man Challenge in Southeast Christian. If you ever want to attend and you're in the Louisville area, hit me up on Instagram. We'd love to have you at our table. But I'm very intentional about mentoring people, discipling them through that table, that group of men. We've seen a lot of baptisms, a lot of fruit, a lot of lives changed that can only come from Jesus Christ. But I try to be Jesus's hands and feet in those situations to help in the process. But for me, I'm constantly trying to resemble Christ to others and have people wonder what's different about me and my family, and then point them to Christ to have a reason for the hope that we have. 1 Peter 3:5, I believe. And then as I walk out the door every single day, my wife got it for me for Christmas a couple years ago. It's Proverbs 11:25 and a big sign on our wall. He who refreshes others will be refreshed, and a generous person will prosper. So that's what discipleship looks like in my life. Thanks for that question, Jason. Mike J. Brand asks, what's your favorite non-fancy restaurant in Western New York? Non-fancy, I mean, I consider Elio's and Mulberry a very reasonable price point. I love those spots. I love Bar Bill for wings. And recently, I've been introduced to the spot 40 Thieves. Excellent spot. And then Sonny Red's has the famous Ewood wings. You all got to go give those a shot. Barry Hylis asks, what is the most important physical trait being a center in the NFL? And this is tough because centers come in all shapes and sizes. Heck, as I look back at centers that I've had on the podcast, you look at a guy like Nick Hardwick, who's almost 6'5", and a guy like Jeff Saturday, who's 6'1 or 6'2. Different weights, different sizes. It doesn't necessarily come down to one physical trait, but I will say one, if you cannot shotgun snap in today's NFL, there's no way you could be a center. So I would first say you got to be able to shotgun snap. And then other than that, you just need something that differentiates you. Whether that's strength, whether that's quickness, whether that's exceptional technique, those things can allow you to thrive on an NFL football field as a center. And I think a lot of the most important traits of being a center become intangible, and that's communication, leadership, the ability to handle pressure throughout a game, a guy yelling in your face and still being able to hear the quarterback. Those are very important to be a center. Becca Pellgren asks, it can be hard not to blow through your football earnings. How have you been so wise about your money? And I'll say this, I was lucky. I was lucky to go to the Bills when I did, where there was veterans on the team that were wise with their money. So I just followed their lead. Guys like Kyle Williams and Chris Kelce and Jeff Hangardner and many others were so great stewards of their money that I just kind of followed along. There was no pressure on me to have the latest and greatest car and toys and clothes and everything else. And so I just kind of followed in line with them. But I also have been blessed to have incredible leaders in my life that have advised me financially. And the constant rock there for me has been my CPA, Larry Judd, who's been with us since day one, who every month tracks our spending. We have budgeting and everything along the way. Larry's assisted with us. And even if you're not a pro athlete, having someone that can speak into your and your current financial situation, whatever that may be, even if it's not someone you hire, maybe it's a trusted friend, I think there's a tremendous value in that. Zane Bancroft 4 asks, is it just me or has the NFL officiating been worse than ever this year? You must be listening to my broadcast because I've been hypercritical of the officials this year. And I will say this, I can be hypercritical, and since I have been lately and I never got fined, I assume that they don't fine the radio broadcasters if we are extremely critical of the officials. I understand that they have an extremely tough job. And as the NFL has tried to crack down on taunting and these hits on the quarterback, it becomes very, very difficult for these guys. But holy smoke, some of these calls this year are awful. And I will always be biased towards the offensive line and some of these holding calls that are called against them. And I don't shy away from that. I'm not ashamed of that bias, I promise you. And so, yes, I feel like it's been bad. Is it the worse than ever? I'm not exactly sure. But to me, there's been some rough calls this year when it comes to pass interference, taunting, and roughing the passer. And I know all those are subjective and they all become really difficult on these officials to make these decisions in snap second decisions. Chris Fuchs, I'm assuming that's what F-U-C-H-S is. I don't want to say the other word, what it probably is, but what is your favorite ride at Disney World? And for me, my favorite ride at Disney World is likely whatever the kid's favorite ride is at the time. And my daughter, who's six, we went to Disney in December. If anyone follows us along on Instagram or social media, you got to see some of those pictures. And I'm beyond proud of my six-year-old Gray. She was willing to ride any and every ride that we wanted to take her on. And so we did Everest together at Animal Kingdom, which I never in a million years would have believed that she would have done prior to the trip. But she got braver and braver as we stayed there for a couple days. And so I would say Everest is our favorite ride. Chris Morgan asks, what has God been showing you lately? Chris is the FCA director at the University of Louisville, a guy who has had tremendous impact on my life. You've probably heard me talk about him on the podcast before. If you don't follow Chris on social media, I suggest it. It's Chris Morgan FCA, I believe. But he asks, what has God been showing you lately? To me, my one word of 2022 is declutter. That's physical and mentally, that's work-related. Just declutter my life so that I can focus more on my relationships, focus more on my faith. And, you know, the NFL, when you get out, you're in this transition period, and I've tried a lot of things. I'm on a bunch of different boards. I've had a bunch of little investments. I've had broadcast gigs. I have this podcast. There's so many things going on. I want to declutter my life and also declutter some of our physical space in our house and in our lives to just be able to simplify our lives so that we can focus on the things that we want the most in life. And that is to honor God, you know, have great relationships with our family and positively impact people. I hope you guys enjoyed this solo podcast. Like I said, if you have other questions, please submit them. I would love to get to them. Maybe we throw some of those into the Friday playoff podcast. And we're going to have some fun. Hopefully the Bills get a win this weekend against the Jets. They'll be hosting a playoff game in Orchard Park next week if they do. Maybe we get some Bills-related guests. Maybe that's a little teaser to who this next Wednesday guest will be. Maybe there's a Buffalo Bills tie-in there. Maybe there's a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award connection between me and the next guest. But I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please take time to rate, review, and subscribe this podcast, especially if you're on the Apple platform. All our new Spotify listeners, thank you very much. We've seen tremendous growth on that platform. Please rate it 5 stars. It helps others see what we got going on this podcast. And you know what? Share it on social media. Tag me. I'll share it as well. We will double the impact. Thank you very much for tuning in. Go have an awesome day.